Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, AfterBuzzers and Bold Type fans, we are back to talk about season 3, episode 2, Plus It Up. I am so excited about Pinstripe and Jane. They are just the cutest, and he's got her. I can't wait to discuss all of the fun, juicy relationship stuff and more right after this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Happy Tuesday, friends!
Yay!
Except I feel like it should be Friday already, right?
I would like that.
I always feel like sometimes we get out of this and I'm like, Tuesday, man, it's been such a long weekend. Then all of a sudden Friday happens and then we're back again.
Yes.
But welcome back, ladies. And thank you guys so much for tuning in again. I'm your host, Allie Nast, and I'm joined by my lovely ladies, Krista Flengy. What's going on? And Carla Beltran.
Hey, guys. What's up?
We are missing our lovely Nakia Monet today, but she will be joining us again next week. We love you, Nakia, and we miss you. Obviously, super excited. The season's back. We're in episode 2. This is another thing where I was like, wait, it's only two episodes? Yeah. I feel like we're really deep in, and it makes me excited.
I know.
Overall thoughts on this episode, guys?
I really liked this episode. I think we got to know a little bit more about Oliver, and that's very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. I did like that. I like that we got to see. I'm sure we're going to get even more of it in the upcoming episodes when we see what unfolds with the whole adoption process. But I like getting to see that from him. Just not work Oliver. Everyday Oliver.
Seeing the outside of Oliver. Yeah. You know?
Totally. I love that you brought that point up because I was thinking as we were watching about how brilliant it was to open that storyline. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, you know, with the girls and their relationships, there's only so many avenues you can go down. But bringing a different dynamic to the workplace plus a different character to hone in on, I thought it was so special. And I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, we're really opening up a storyline that we're going to get to see a lot more of, which I really love. Another storyline that I really, really love is just Jane and Pinstripe. I have to say, when I saw the last scene of this episode, I thought, this is the one. They are going to get married.
They better.
They have to.
I was thinking, there's no way the writers can tear this apart from us. I mean, obviously they can. We've all seen shows before, The OC, for instance. That one was did Marissa and Ryan ever really actually get together? No. But that's beside the point. But... I am just saying that I would be devastated if this didn't work out because right now I'm seeing that they are perfect for each other.
Yeah, they are.
With that being said, let's jump into their lovely relationship. They are tested a lot this episode, and I think it just goes to show the strength and what they've both been through and what they're kind of accepting in them being together. What were your guys' thoughts on Ryan's reaction to all of this versus Ben's? Because let's not forget, he did basically push her away saying that he's not ready for all of that and he wants to keep his work and life separate.
Yeah, I think he handled it perfectly. If I was Jane, I think he handled it. He wasn't too pushy, but he was also like, let me in. I want to be a part of it. And then eventually she does, as we know. And he was perfect throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I approved.
I think he handled it so perfectly, and it's totally a Pinstripe move what he's doing. I think that he, originally when we thought of Pinstripe last season, we would have been like, oh, he's a fun type that you just go out with and have a great time. But he's showing us this other side of him that he actually can be that caring person and that fun person at the same time. So I really enjoy that we got to see also some character growth from that perspective.
And I think the most fun part to see is that he's not scared and nothing's going to push him away at this point. And that's when you know you've really met the man of your dreams or vice versa in a relationship when you can exercise all of the fights and emotions or whatever, but nothing's going to scare them away. And they're going to be like, listen, they can understand why you're having those emotions, why you're being vulnerable like that, why you're getting upset. You know what I mean? He wasn't angry you're crazy. I can't believe that you're mad at me. He thought about it, left the situation, and then came.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Back to be like, yeah, I'm not going anywhere, and I'm not that past relationship that you keep comparing me to, which is something that I think is so important that everybody like really talk about. It's like you shouldn't be projecting your past relationships onto your current ones, but it's so easy to do.
Yeah.
And obviously, because it's the same situation, it's just going to show night and day on who Jane really was supposed to be with. Someone that's actually accepting and wants to be there for this, you know, chapter in her life. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not easy. You know, you can't just go up to your partner and be like, hey, like, this is what I have to go through. And you also can't make the decision for them whether they want to be a part of it or not. And I like the fact that he was like, you don't want me to be a part of it, but I want to be a part of it. And if we want to make this work, then, like, we're going to do this together. Which shows that they're end game. Because only somebody who's really committed to you will be willing to go through that process with you.
Yeah, and I think that was his point, too. I am your boyfriend right now, and if we do end up together, which if you're dating someone, that's the goal.
Right.
Like, that's the end plan. So that's going to be his problem, too, down the line. They're going to be using those together. And I just, But it's so easy for her because it was like 7 weeks that they were together. Is that what she said? So, yeah, that is seven it's weeks, a new relationship, and that's a heavy topic. But if you can get through that, that's just like a starter for everything else.
Then you can really get through a lot more.
Definitely. And I think that is that, I mean, anybody would be scared in that situation. And it's not something you should feel like you should have to go to at such an early stage. So it's normal to, you know, just push that part away. But it really takes a special person in your life that wants to be like, I want to be a part of all this. Stepping aside and kind of talking more about the freezing of her eggs, this is something that the bold type does so amazing every season.
Yeah.
Is they explain things that we don't ever talk about.
Yeah.
And I think this, because I've never had to really look into it and I don't have anybody directly close to me that's gone through this process, I don't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. And that makes me a little ignorant, obviously, for not knowing this. But they literally, step by step, it's like, it's kind of like product placement. You don't know it's there, but it's happening. And that's how they wrote this into the script. And I just find it so helpful because the audience that's watching this will now understand what that process is like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's intense. She's taking a shot every night at the same time. And I'm pretty sure, I don't know if they went into this, but I'm sure the reason she's taking it every night at the same time is if you miss it, you have to, like, start all over again.
Yeah.
So it's, like, that's intense. And so then all, like, the things you have to, basically, and all the things you have to restrict, so, which a lot of people have to go through this. So I love that the bold type does that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this show itself teaches me so much about things that I don't, like, you don't talk about in an ordinary day, that you just, I'm sitting here watching the show, it's like, oh my gosh, you have to do this every day for 10 days, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. And it's like, you're learning, and at the same time, you're watching a show, which I think is, like, phenomenal.
Right, and we've talked about relatability, and this is kind of something that, if you're watching this, and you see someone on TV doing what you are scared to do, it gives you that power to feel like you can talk about it with your friends, feel like you can open up to your significant other that you might be hiding it from. So I just love that they kind of bring light to those situations. In the meantime, before we go into our next topic, I just want to say thank you guys so much. Every week we get to come in and talk about some of our favorite shows. And it's because of you guys joining us, continuing the conversation. And we just want to send a great thank you all. And Carla, do you want to take it away?
Yeah. Okay. You guys, before we move on to our next topic, we do want to say thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And in order for us to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz has meant so much for all of us, and we truly appreciate your supporting us and your love. So don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
Yes, please. And please, if you're listening on iTunes podcast on your way to work, give us a 5-star when you get to work, not while you're driving. And if you're in the live chat right now, please join us. Let us know your thoughts and comments, and comment on YouTube below, because we love hearing what you guys have to say. Moving on to other fun relationships is Sutton and Richard.
They're loving them too.
So it's crazy. It's like they have jumped through so many hurdles, and this feels like Endgame more than I've ever felt like it before.
Oh my gosh. Thank you guys. Thank you.
No, it does.
I'm so happy. This is music to my ears right now.
I don't know. I just feel like both of these relationships, these girls, we need something. Yeah, it's almost too perfect, both of them. I love it.
And that's what scares me, because obviously,
I'm worried.
If we know TV well, which we all do, is that when things are going perfect, something has to come along and ruin it. And I just really hope it doesn't, because I love them all so much. And I love the support and the growth that Richard and Sutton have shown, and like really opening up about, okay, where are our boundaries? How are we going to work through the whole work/light friend, boyfriend life situation? Everything going on. It's confusing. And I think it is easy for lines to get blurred and, you know, what you should be telling, what you shouldn't be telling.
Mm-hmm. He was even being like super cute with her friends today, which we've seen him do that before, but at the queer prom he was just like, you know what'll help, let's go dance. And I was like, oh, you're just being the fun boyfriend right now, you're the best.
Well, I think that now that the rule has gone past, like, he doesn't feel like he needs to be Richard the board member. He's like, oh, like, I'm Richard, but like, I am also like the board member, you know.
But this also is a huge step forward, because let's not forget about that time they all got drunk in his bathtub. And he basically was like, listen, I'm older than you guys. You guys are really young. He almost was kind of mentioning, like, he can't relate to what they're going through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was really kind of nice to see that he's put that side of Richard beside and realize, I love her so much that whatever, I'm just going to be young again.
Yeah. I'm going to love her friends. Yeah. Which is important. So good job.
It's so important.
Good job, Richard.
Yeah. Something I thought was funny is that Sutton's really struggling with trying, you know, obviously the housekeeper is different than what she's ever been used to. And I think funny is the wrong way to put it, but it was really interesting to see the dynamic of, you know, she's now going into his household, which I love, he always says our home.
I know.
Yes.
Which is great.
It's respectful.
It's so respectful. But I was just kind of thinking how you guys were perceiving. Obviously, she's going in. She was independent. She, you know, walked in, figured out what she wanted to do with her career, made it happen. You know, she's always had to fight for herself. She had to take care of her mom at a young age. So were you guys kind of seeing the struggle of her figure out how to put her independence and accepting Richard's, you know, I don't even know how to put it, but she was trying to separate those two, and I could see that she was struggling with, do I need to put my independence fully aside? How, you know, like, what that struggle was. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
You want to go first?
Okay. I think that for Sutton is the type of person that she's a go-getter. So she is going to do absolutely everything that's on her way. And not only does she do it at home, but she also does it, like, at work. So I feel like the way that she handles work is the same way that she handles her personal life. So in a way, I could understand from her perspective that, like, oh no, you don't have to clean up after me, and you don't have to do my laundry, and you don't have to do this, because she, for her, it's kind of like, this is part of my life, and this is part of, like, my daily routine. So I could understand that, but I did find it that it was funny, because I feel like most people would be like, oh, like, cool, like, somebody is going to do my laundry. Right. Like, this is,
one thing, I mean, for me, that's goals,
you know, like, I don't have to, because you, sometimes it's like, I feel like there's all these stereotypes where, like, you have to, like, as a woman, you have to be the person that does, like, the cooking and the taking care of the kids and, like, the laundry and the cleaning and all of this, when really, sometimes, like, if you're at work as much as Sutton is, you need to have some sort of balance. Mm-hmm. And I think that she's just trying to find that balance right now, but also finding it within Richard's household.
Yeah,
I agree. I think at first I thought it was going to be more of an adjustment for her. At first they really played it like she walked in and she had all their stuff in her laundry and she was kind of like, crap, you know, this is going to be different, which obviously that's always going to be an adjustment. But I think it ended up working out. It's like she's she knows it's going to be an adjustment, but it could be a good one, which she saw.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, she's learning about him in ways she didn't before because he was doing her laundry and she, like, made a joke earlier. I don't even think he knows how to do laundry. So, yeah. It's like you're going to learn all these new things about him, and hopefully all of them will be good. So,
definitely.
Fingers crossed.
Definitely. Fingers crossed. And I like that you brought that point up about how when she walked in, she seemed a little alarmed and put back. And they've done that a couple of times now. When he asked her to move in, she seemed like she was totally against it and was afraid and almost seemed like she wanted to push away from him. And then the whole laundry situation. Like, they keep giving us these hints that we feel like, oh, no,
I know, I get
they're
going to
break up. And then everything's perfect.
So hopefully it continues on that train. We'll see.
I hope so.
I hope so as well. Oliver, like we mentioned at the beginning of the show, we are loving this new path to seeing more of his life.
At first, I was worried. I thought it was something more. That's like a good court appearance.
Yes.
I was like, oh, no, what did you do, Oliver?
I know. He was
so,
he
looked so, like, flustered. I didn't know if it was he was in trouble or, which, still, you should be flustered. That's a huge thing. But I'm glad it went that route and not, like, you know, I don't know, a DUI or something.
Yeah, I was worried it was something like a health concern or like I actually like I was worried about that.
Yeah, I thought he was sick before the court appearance.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Carla, did you think anything before you saw the court appearance?
I actually, okay, so this is kind of spoiling a little bit, but I did research earlier today for my news and gossip and I did know that something was going to happen.
Gotcha.
I just didn't know exactly what. So I knew that something from the past was going to come up. So I was like, okay, if something from the past is coming up, either he's getting divorced or maybe he has a child from like an ex-girlfriend. So I kind of had figured out something was going on, but I didn't know exactly what. So
yeah. And this, like, him neglecting his work makes so much more sense because obviously, like, his family, in this case, she's going to be part of his family, comes first.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of nice to see him humanized and not see him. It's just kind of like Jacqueline, when we were able to step inside her home that one time and saw her with her family and her husband. It was just kind of breaks down that wall to be like, whoa, why do we sometimes we not think that these are real people that have real lives just because they're hard workers, you know? So I'm really excited. And I love Oliver, so I'm excited to see even more of him and his story.
Me too. And that storyline is super interesting because he did say that he's a single dad, basically.
Yeah.
And, like, there comes a lot of problems when you're, like, a single
parent.
Trying
to adopt. Yeah. Yeah, it's a hard process to go through.
They're always addressing those issues. That's great. I love it.
I love it, too. Kat is trying to move mountains, as always, and she's always just onto something. Like, all the movements that she does, can I just get one thing going? Because she's got 10 at once, always. Yeah. Which I love because it's showing that, you know, she's putting her energy into other things rather than worry about, you know, Adina for a while.
Yeah.
So she.
Which is nice.
Yeah, it is nice because she's not, you know, sulking, which, I mean, you're allowed to. But, you know, she's putting her energy into other places. So the Wild Susan bar is, that's what it's called, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Wild Susan is getting closed down. So she works on trying to uplift it. I have to ask you guys, after, you know, the fundraiser and everything, and they've gathered all this money, but it's just not enough to pay all the bills. And then she's going and looking on the councilman and all who's going to replace him possibly or run against him. What did you guys think she was going to do with the money?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think she's ready to give up just yet, but it's like, what more can she do? So I don't know if she's going to, you know, try a little bit. I don't know. It would do like now, so I don't know. Maybe just donate it to an LGBT community.
That's what would be like. It would
make
sense.
Or maybe to the new councilman.
I thought she was going to use it as endorsement money
to
like endorse her to make sure that this councilman does not
get
another.
Because I didn't like him.
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't even think about that because I just thought that the whatever money they raised, she was just going to give to the bar owner.
But, like, if it's not enough, it's...
Yeah, because, I mean, I think if it's not enough, at least she would be like, well, like, it's not enough, but this is at least something that you could get started with. And maybe you can try and see if, like, you can host events or, like, do other things that it's just, like, by themselves, not necessarily with Scarlett throwing it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I felt like she was going to use something to that other councilwoman.
It, like, worked perfectly with her. The setup made it seem like that. So.
Yeah, because I feel like you can't, and also you can't just get rid of the I keep wanting to call it the Lazy Susan.
Oh, the Wild.
But you can't get rid of the Wild Susan bar that quickly. Yeah. So I'm wondering, even though it's a week, like, I'm just wondering what really is going to go into this. Is Kat going to try to, like, stop the construction?
Yeah, to the, like, walls.
Like, I just feel like there's just going to be some other thing that's going to be tied to this. But yeah, the councilman was just totally rude.
I didn't like him.
I did not like him at all.
Yeah. So I like that she was Googling her other options.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to other people we might not like. What is your all's temperature on Patrick this episode?
Okay. Last week, I left this studio saying, you know what? I'm going to give Patrick the benefit of the doubt. This week, as soon as we got introduced to Patrick, I was already, like, having it with Patrick. I was like, oh my gosh, like, do I really have to keep seeing him for the rest of the show? How long is he going to stay here? Only because he's, like, very pushy and, like, very demanding in a way where, like, he thinks he's not being demanding and, like...
He's passive-aggressive.
Yeah, he's very passive-aggressive. And then just also with the way that he was, like, he thinks that, like, they all work for the same magazine, but for some odd reason, he thinks that, like, .com and the actual, like, paper edit is, like, they're separate. So they're, like, competing against each other. But really, they're still working for the same magazine. Uh-huh. Magazine. I can't speak tonight, you guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, so
it was just kind of one of those things where I was like, what are you doing? Like, and also just the fact that he was, like, underestimating Jacqueline. I'm like, okay, first of all.
Yeah, where do you get
that? That's not even where you want to start with, like, a job. You're brand new. I don't really know how many weeks it's been, but basically this is second day.
Yeah. I think he's still trying to prove himself, too, because I know he underestimated Jacqueline, but he obviously knows she's been there for... ever. It's her magazine. So he knows he's coming in and he's been put in charge of this whole other segment and this part. And it's got to be weird, like, trying to mold these two, but also being their separate entities. So I think it's just like he's trying to prove himself. But he's like, I'm young and new and I have all this stuff to bring in. And you, like, are underestimating her because look at how much she helped you tonight.
Yeah.
So I think it's just I, like, still want to like him is my point. But I think it's just. His ego might have gotten the best of him tonight, so he still kind of bothers me in that way. So hopefully it's just his adjustment period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still figuring out how I feel. Yeah. Because he weirds me out in some way. I don't really know what it is about his personality or the character.
Maybe it's just his personality that I'm
Maybe it is his personality, yeah.
Because there's something that is just rubbing me the wrong way. It's like that lady that tried to get Jacqueline off the board originally.
No, but she was like, she was bad from the beginning.
But we were all like, there's something off.
Yeah, we knew that something was off with her. And obviously I think Patrick is trying to... you know, make Scarlett the best he can. But there's something icky that I don't know. I don't trust yet. And I just am trying to figure that out because obviously Jacqueline's learning that she needs to work with him and they need to be cohesive and they need to have this relationship where they work together. And I think she's kind of like, that's a little bit of the ego, you know,
but she could have been mean tonight and, like, brought her in, flaunted it around, and not let her do the piece for the column. What was the column? The dating column he wanted. Yeah. But instead, she's like, I already talked to her. Like, come meet me on the dance floor. So she was cool about it.
Yeah, and I think that it's just kind of it's going to be a push and pull until they really figure out how this is all going to pan out together.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Until he can really... see Jacqueline for who she is and the successful woman. I feel like he's not seeing her right now.
No.
I feel like he's just looking into the abyss on his ideas and what he has and what connections he has instead of hearing other people.
Well, but that's kind of how he's treating everybody as well, though.
But what's weird is that last episode, we felt a little annoyed by that characteristic, but then also came through as endearing towards the end of it. So that's why I'm very confused.
I know. I don't know.
I think we're supposed to be confused.
Yeah.
I think I just am not meshing with his personality as a viewer. It's just not yet.
Yeah. And then also, I kind of was questioning the dynamic between Jane and him tonight at the party. She opened up to him a lot.
She did. I think it was the hormones.
And he was rolling. Did we catch that?
Yeah, he was, like, rolling.
Which he openly... I know it's a party,
like,
but...
he was, like, dancing, he was like, Yeah.
Forget how young he really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I just was like, huh, I wonder why she opened up to him so freely. Maybe it's one of those things where it was just like word vomit and she didn't realize what she was saying. But I feel like she wouldn't just open up that freely to Jacqueline. So that's kind of, I was like, wait, because he's your boss. And usually she's very, you know, like she worries and she doesn't
she
want
is reserved
to. Yeah,
when it
she
comes
puts
to that.
Up a wall.
Well,
so.
I feel like Jane always has a pattern whenever she's writing a story where she actually opens up at a given point with Jacqueline. And I think that this time, since she was writing the story for the .com, that's why she opened up with him. And
oh,
that's when she was
point.
Like, that's why she went back. Otherwise, I feel like if she was writing this column, or I think if she would have been having problems writing this column more because of Patrick, I think she would have still talked to Jacqueline about it. But yeah. I think that since right now, he knows the backstory, he knows everything that's going on, then I think that's why she kind of went up to him and opened up, because that's basically kind of what she does. And that's, I feel like every single time she talks about it, that's when she moves forward and she's like, okay, I'm ready to write the story.
Yeah, makes sense. Super exciting, this episode. I can't wait to see what happens in the rest of the season and how it unravels. But with that being said, it's time to get into our bold topics of the episode, starting with how comfortable is too comfortable? And with that being said, we kind of wanted to separate it into two silos, which would be, you know, being too comfortable, meaning Jane was struggling with the shots. Do you think that's something that you guys would struggle with opening up so soon if you were dating someone for 7 weeks?
I mean, yeah, maybe right away. But I feel like eventually that's something you're going to have to get over. If you're going to, like, marry that person and have kids with them, he's going to see a whole lot of crap. So you just need to, like... But it's 7 weeks, so I'm, like, going to give it to her. But, I mean, then you just get through it faster.
Yeah.
And it's like,
7 weeks. Yeah. But she has dated Pinstripe before.
That's true. They've known each other longer than 7 weeks.
They've known each other for, like, a year.
That's also true. Exactly. So... 7 weeks, like, if you just met this person 7 weeks ago, no, I'm not bringing you into my egg freezing process.
Yeah.
But if we've been friends for, like, a year and you know my background with, like, my ex-boyfriend and, like, other stuff that is, like, personal, then probably I'll bring you into, like, my process, especially if we're writing together about it.
Yeah. Also, I feel like the egg freezing process is different than them talking about, like, pooping in front of your significant. That's, like, you need someone to administer the shot to you every day, and it's, like... going to affect both of your futures if you end up together. So, like, bring it up to him. You can hold off on pooping in front of him for another week if you really want to. But, like,
it's just funny because I felt like there was a bunch of themes that was, like, how comfortable is too comfortable? How soon is too soon? But this really is subjective, which is what we talked about last episode, to where it really depends on who this person is and if you can see a future with them. Because there's those people you meet where you're constant, like, you're instantly like, whoa, this is a person I'm going to spend a lot of time with.
Yeah.
And then you have that person where you're like, oh, 7 weeks. Whoa, dude, slow down. Yeah. I'm not ready for any of that.
But
so.
Also, if you are dating somebody and within the seventh week you're like, I don't know if I can do this, then that should
That's a sign. In, like, certain stages of your life, if you know you don't want to open up to them, it's kind of like, all right, maybe you should just
let them,
like,
go.
Cut the cord early. Yeah. And
like, the more comfortable you are with someone, I think that really plays into how well you guys are, if you're compatible and if you can open up like that, you're going to last longer, or maybe that's the person you should be with. So
yeah,
totally. Next one was projecting past relationships onto your current ones along with self-sabotage. And what we mean by that is, obviously, Jane was projecting her exact situation with Ben, putting it onto what's going on with her and Pinstripe without really talking about it. And she just pulled back because she wanted to just stop before she got hurt. And so with that, is that something that you, do you have any advice on, like, how you would stop self-sabotaging? You know what I mean? And stop projecting. It's really hard because you are hurt and you've been hurt before. So you want to protect yourself. And that's exactly what Jane was doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, but in Jane's case, too, and like everyone's case when it comes to this, I think the whole reason that relationship didn't work out is because it wasn't the previous one. It wasn't meant to be. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there were things wrong, so you should never project anything from that relationship onto a fresh one. Or you're, like, not wishing for it to fail, but you're setting it up for failure.
Yeah.
Which we saw with her today. She made him angry, and she wouldn't let him in during a time where she was super vulnerable and he wanted to be there. So it's just, like, you gotta put every relationship separate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's difficult because if you're in a relationship for a long time, then you kind of set up these expectations from certain people. So when you start a fresh relationship, you just have to start out with like a blank canvas and like without expectations that they're going to do the exact same thing that your old partner did, or that they're going to react the same way that your old partner did, or that they didn't react the same way. It's just kind of like mainly on you and getting on your mentality of like, okay, this is a clean slate. This is like, and it's a new beginning more than anything, because you did leave that old relationship for a reason. Right. So you don't want to go back and start comparing and contrasting like a new relationship, because there's a reason why you're not no longer in the other relationship.
Yeah, agreed. It's a thing though. Everybody does it, and it's so easy to do because you go into this mode where like, I must protect myself, and this is, I'm going through the same thing that I went through last time. It didn't work out. So, okay, I'll just pull out now to where I won't get hurt, you know, whatever. But Pinstripe did not let that happen.
No, good for you.
He showed up at the door, and I loved it.
I was hoping that he would show up at prom and be like, hey, are you ready to go home?
I like, she loved the alarms, too.
Yeah.
He was like, this is just the first one.
I'm like, where do I get a boyfriend like that?
So freaking cute.
No. They do exist.
The last topic is just underestimating your peers or authority. And we saw the exact situation happen with Patrick and Jacqueline, and just not to underestimate anybody and always give someone the opportunity to come through with a win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's actually something that I've learned working within the entertainment industry. At a very early stage when I started interning back at KTLA5 and I started doing like minor jobs here and there, I realized that you never know who like you're talking to, like who they might know. And they say that like, the person that you might want to meet could be like three people away from you. So I've always learned this dynamic of like, be nice to everybody and just like, don't talk bad about others, because like, no. I've had certain instances when somebody just like talks bad to like me about somebody, and it's like, I know that person personally, but I'm not going to tell you now that I know them, because you're just like bashing on them. So why would I? And like, just different things where it's like, you never know who could be your future boss either. So it's like, always respect people. And the fact that I feel like he just came off as a very disrespectful way towards Jacqueline this way, and like the way that he was saying it, and like, it's starting with the whole Cardi B thing. So I was like, you're already not starting on the right foot.
Yeah. It's also like counteractive to your productivity at work and your behavior. And it's almost like you're underestimating yourself, because you should like either look at yourself as being on this equal playing field, or you always have something to learn from someone.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what it is, they could even be like your intern, and I feel like you could learn something from them. So you just have to be open to that.
100%. Alrighty, guys, we only have a couple of minutes left, but I would love Carla to take away the news and gossip for today.
Yes. TV news. You guys, I am bringing you all the news and gossip today. Actually, it's mainly all news, not really gossip. Last week, I gave all the love to the girls of the Bold Type. And this week, I want to give the love to some of the men from the show. So we're going to start with our beloved Pinstripe, Dan Janot. I was doing some research on him. And you guys, if you love wine, Paris, Pinstripe, then you are in for a treat. Pinstripe is going to be starring in a Hallmark film called A Paris Romance, where his character, Jacques, meets Isabella at a wine competition in Paris. I was trying to find a clip for you guys, but it was very hard to find any information on it. However, you can go ahead and watch that. It will premiere Saturday, May 4th at 8 p.m. on the Hallmark channel. And just as a little Mark, he did state on his Instagram when he announces that this will be the first time he'll be playing a French man, because he is Canadian. Alors, il parle français et je pense que c'est très cool. alors, moving on to Samuel Page.
Oh, our fave, Richard.
Our dear Richard Hunter. I don't want to say that he's my favorite, because I can't have favorites on the show. I love every single person equally. But let's just say that if he were my favorite, I just can't get enough of him. And if you are like me and you can't get enough of Sam Page, then you guys, he is the Prince of Hallmark. I figured this out basically as I was doing my research. And not only is he literally a prince, he's been a prince on one of the movies that came out in 2017, The Royal New Year's Eve. He plays Prince Jeffrey, and not only that, but you could also find him on All Things Valentine and Walking the Dog, and most recently, he came out on a show, on a movie called The Story of Us, when an architect who plans on renovating his neighborhood and bumps heads with the owner of a bookstore. We already know where this is heading. He has great love stories. You guys, while I was watching the trailers for all these films, I was like, okay, this needs to be Christmas time, so I get to sit down and watch this. So if you guys want to go ahead and check out his latest films, you can go ahead and watch them on Hallmark. Or I know that The Story of Us is going to be airing Friday, May 10th at 4 p.m. or Sunday, May 19th at 1 p.m.
Good to know.
Getting our popcorn ready.
I know, right? And then moving forward to our dear Oliver. Stephen Conrad Moore did an interview with Advocate.com. And not only is he a Yale School of Drama alum, but he stated that Oliver is a character that is closest to his truest self, which I thought was beautiful. Yeah. He plays this character so beautifully. And he said, quote, "I feel so honored to be part of the spectrum of Black LGBTQ, LGBT representation for the next generation so that people can see themselves in scripted television," which is huge because for us, we're starting to see all these different dynamics and all these different characters that for us right now it's new, but later on it'll be very helpful for like the generation that's after us. And the other bit that I was going to say about our news is that he did state that there was going to be a new character coming into play, which we basically saw that character today. So now we know that he is going to hopefully be a father and we can go ahead and follow that storyline along.
I am so ready for it. Carla, thank you so much. That was amazing. I need to go now cuddle up in my bed and watch all of these movies.
Yeah, the Hallmark
book. Literally, I am having a date with Pinstripe on May 4th with my wine.
I'm ready to watch this movie.
Yes.
Sounds good. Alrighty, to wrap up our show, let's get into some predictions. Krista, starting with you.
Okay, I'll let this go through first. Predictions. I like the idea that I know obviously something's going to happen with the new councilman because they ended on it. And I like the idea that she's going to take that money and donate it to the campaign or maybe back a candidate she believes in. I don't know how that works with like everyone donating that thought it was going to one thing and not the other, but we'll see. But I like that. I like that she's going to get into the political field.
Totally.
Yeah. I'm excited for Kat to get into the political field, but I feel like she's not... Like, she still has to stay as a social media person for Scarlett. I don't know that they would change her role to go into politics, but I do like the fact that she's going to get to play this role and we'll learn from it. I think that this is probably a very long shot because I've been going through, like, Team Sutter the whole time, and I'm like, oh my gosh, they're going to get through it together and their endgame, which I still think that, but right now... I just want them to enjoy the stage. I really want to focus on Jane and Pinstripe. I actually think that once this whole egg freezing process goes through, I feel like they're just going to be like, hey, you know what? Like, we want to be more serious. Because, like, once you go through something intense, like, the next step would be doing something intense.
Yeah.
Carla, you just made me think of two predictions. And I think one, bouncing off of what you were saying, is I think that Pinstripe is going to eventually move into what was Sutton's bedroom. And then they'll be roommates. And then, so that's one prediction. And then the other one would be that I think that maybe Kat might leave Scarlett and then be the social media manager of this new candidate.
I could see that. Wow.
Yeah.
And then she would come back.
I don't know. I think that maybe it might give her a new voice and a new meaning behind what she wants to do with who she is and her influence.
Super cool.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I guess we will have to wait and see.
So exciting.
So exciting. Can't wait for next week. But in the meantime, Krista, where can they find you on social media?
Hey, guys. You can find me all over social media at Krista Flengy.
And you guys can find me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran.
Hey guys, Allie Nasta here. Find me on Instagram at Allie Girl. And of course, follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. We will see you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.